and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Jason Layfelt says about himself, he says, I'm an average guy who grabbed a hold of the Lord in 1996. Upon receiving Christ, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to immediately experience the restoring power of God at work in his life. And through that, over the years, he's been used by the Lord to bring restoration, hope, and healing into the lives of others. And that's why we're here today, just to remind you about the love of Christ, to remind you that there is always hope in Jesus. It's more than a catchphrase. It's more than just platitudes. It's relationship. It's for real. Jason can testify of that.
Amen.
And that's why Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The living Christ today, my friend, continues to call you to himself. If you have never opened your heart to Jesus, it's our hope, our prayer, that you would do so. And if you're already walking with the Lord, that you would be strengthened, encouraged, built up today. I believe you will. Jason Layfelt has worked in the petroleum refining industry for over 25 years. He also serves as an associate pastor alongside his beautiful wife, Tisha.
Yes.
Their ministry, Finding Freedom at Mountain View Community Church. Jason, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Great to be here today.
Where did you grow up?
You know, I was born in Richland, Washington, which is down in the southeast corner of the state. So many people hear Washington State, and they think of Seattle, green. I grew up in the desert.
Desert of Washington?
The desert of Washington. And there's quite a large desert in Washington. It's the whole southeast corner of Washington. And growing up there, I actually born into the same house that I lived in my entire life. My mom still lives in that same house. And it was just the epitome of a stable household. Amazing. I look back, and for those of the listeners that are old enough to remember the show Leave It to Beaver, and I jokingly say that was like my mom and dad, Ward and June, just this wonderful, stable Christian mom and dad, which, I mean, from a financial side, a relational side, everything was just wonderful. And it was just one of those experiences that I know that is rare so often in this day and age, and I cherish it.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Wow. My dad was always my role model. I look at the way he conducted his life. He was in many ways a very successful man who had a career in the nuclear industry as an engineer and a manager, but a man who hit a point in his life where he actually began to turn down promotions to make the choice to keep his family in the community in which we were. And it was his role there, as well as his role in the church, that he just knew was so much more important than chasing up that ladder and making a few more bucks. And I looked at the way he did relationships, the relationships with my mom, relationships with other people. He always had such respect and treated everybody with such honor. And I can say that was just amazing for a young boy.
Did you have siblings?
I got one older sister. She's about 18 months older than me and still lives in Washington State. She's married, has a wonderful husband, and they live just about 2 miles or so from my mom. My mom now, who's 81, they're able to be there to support her as she's getting older, even though she's, oh my gosh, phenomenal health.
What did your dad do often? Were there things that he would say that you remember, things that he would do methodically, habitually, that live on in your memory today?
As soon as you said that, there's just one indelible memory that comes to mind, and it was every day him coming home. And I remember every day when he came home, my sister and I were just like waiting there. And I remember just the embrace that every time he came through that door, just that big hug, what seemed to me so large of a body, which isn't that large when I look around here, but just that warmth of a hug and that those words that I'm happy to see you, I love you. Just those things each and every day, knowing that he was there, knowing that he just cherished us and cherished me. And I can say more than anything, that just indelibly left an imprint on my soul.
Jason, how did you become a Christian?
That was, I can say that while I grew up going to church, I never established in my childhood really an understanding and really got that relationship with Christ. And so in that, I strayed. By junior high, I was out in the world. I made my way by high school. It was partying. There was drugs in the college scene. And I lived that life for quite a few years, even when I, in 1991, coming over here to Hawaii with my current employer, I just kept the party going. But I was almost 28 years old when it was the breakup of a relationship that just truly devastated me. It just tore me up emotionally so bad. I remember I couldn't hardly even eat for 3 days. If I did, I'd just lose it. And I'd want to go to work because that would be one place that I could go to try to fix my mind on something other than how bad it hurt inside. Mm. And I remember the first person I really opened up to was my mom. And I remember calling her. And I remember asking her the question, "Mom, when is the pain going to stop?" And I know at that point my mom was praying for me. I know she knew what the answers were, but she also knew I needed to find it myself. And it was at that point that I found myself beginning to ask myself, what is this life about? Why am I here? There's got to be something more. And I began going up on Diamond Head in the early morning hours. On Saturdays, I would go up there and I would just sit. And I'd begin to just look at creation. Because of my background, I got a lot of science and math and physics and stuff. And I was just literally looking at creation around me and seeing the beauty in it and seeing what I didn't realize at that time, God beginning to woo me. On top of Diamond Head, when I'd go there and just think and write. And it was literally over the course of about 2 years, I came to a couple conclusions. The first was, there's got to be a creator. You just could not convince me the complexity of this universe, of the human body, of all these things, that there wasn't a creator. And in that, then I began to ask myself, was I just this physical being, and when life was over, that was it? Or did I believe that those things that I heard in my early years, that there was something about me that was eternal? And I truly remember coming to that conclusion. And one day I literally stood up on Diamond Head and I said, "God, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are, but I'm coming. And it was shortly after that, I'd go to begin to check out churches and any kind of church. I wasn't just going back to Christianity. I wasn't running back to what I knew. But it was through that a friend in California gave me a phone number. Because when I was in California a few times, I went to this Christian church that I really liked. It seemed to be the message spoke to me. And this person, my friend over there, said, well, there's a pastor in Hawaii who used to be here. I can't imagine his church would be too much different. So I got this phone number of this guy, and I gave him a call. Pastor Rob Gross, still my pastor today. Wow. I picked up the phone and called him, and I asked him, where's your church meet? And he says, Kaneohe. And I'm like inside going, oh my gosh, okay, great. I live in town. You know, that's a journey forever all the way over to Kaneohe. But I felt totally obligated. So I showed up that Sunday, rode in, motorcycle, long hair, walked into the Kapunahala cafeteria, looked around and looked at that crowd and said, I don't fit in here at all. But as I walked into that cafeteria, Danny, there was a peace there. Besides all the other places I'd been, there was a peace in that place that I could not explain, that I could tangibly feel. And so my little engineering brain that just problem solves said, I just have to figure out what is this peace here? Then I can go, because I look around and I don't fit in here.
Sometimes you have moments like that, you know, when you have to reconcile your feelings and your thoughts because they don't match.
Yeah.
You feel something, but in your mind, there's some kind of disconnect. Well, you might be in a place right now where, like Jason, you're calling your mom or your dad or your friend, and you're asking, when is the pain going to end?
Yeah.
When is this going to be all done, all finished? Perhaps God is bringing you to a place where there's some awkward disconnect, but you feel a sense of peace. God is at work. When we come back, you'll hear more from Jason, straight from him. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, I know he's not the only one that has ever walked into a church looked at the people who were there and began to think, I don't know if I fit here. Well, in the case of Jason Layfield, he knew he didn't fit there, but he felt such a sense of peace when he visited Mountain View Community Church. Mm-hmm. He thereby referenced Pastor Rob Gross. That was over 25 years ago, and today he is still there, he and his wife Tish. They're serving in ministry there at Mountain View. Their ministry is called Finding Freedom.
Yes.
It's a ministry of deliverance, healing, the grace of God. And Jason Layfield is here in studio with us. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us, to hear the sharing of what the Lord has done in the life of Jason. Jason, how has that experience been pivotal in terms of your healing from heartbreak?
Well, that was a huge moment to really begin to get me to say, this is where I gotta stay. There's something for me here in Mountain View Community Church. And it was over the course of the next few months before I really gave my life over to Jesus. But it was in that time that I remember on a Sunday morning, I woke up and I felt just so distraught. I sat on my couch and just cried because I could see my life was so out of balance. And I said, if I could just get it together and maybe quit crying, I could go to church that morning. And I walked into Mountain View that morning, and Rob was preaching a message on how to get balance in your life. And it was through that message that I said, Lord, you're reading my mail. You know what's going on in my heart. It was that morning that I surrendered. And that was a big deal for me because I knew I was committing my life to Jesus. And for me, that was a really big deal because my relationship with that word commitment is something I surrender to. No ifs, no ands, no going back. It was walking with him there forward. It was in that time then, Rob got the little card I filled out and said, I accepted Jesus today. So he called me up and he said, I want to meet with you. So he actually came over to my house, him and another guy. And it was there that he asked me a few questions, understood that I really did know what I did. And when I prayed that prayer that morning, and he asked me, would you like to be baptized by the Holy Spirit? And I'm thinking, well, you're the pastor, you know. So he says, I could either just sit here on the couch and lay my hands on you, or if you want to go stand, and he points across the room, there, I'll stand here and I'll pray and we'll just see what happens. I thought that sounded like an intriguing endeavor, so I said, I'll take plan B. And Danny, as he prayed for me, as I stood there, I felt the weight of the Spirit begin to come on me. And I just could not even stand up any longer. I found myself on the floor in the presence of God, just marinating me. And I didn't know it, but Rob told me I was on the floor for about 45 minutes. And when I could finally peel myself off the floor, all I knew was that was the most amazing encounter I'd ever had. It was an encounter with the love of Christ. And it was from that day that as I began to just read my Bible, the Holy Spirit began to show me how it was that I thought, beliefs that I had that weren't serving me in just living life, in doing relationships. Doing relationships with God, doing relationships with other people, as well as my relationship with myself. And it began to be that starting line that was drawn would be the journey that I'm still on today of these encounters with the Holy Spirit. It's where our Finding Freedom ministry really comes from, of allowing the Holy Spirit to bring that revelation when my peace is gone, when I'm scared, when I'm hurting, asking the Holy Spirit, what's stealing my peace? And developing that relationship in such a way that he can begin to lead me and guide me and show me the ways that I'm thinking, the ways that I'm perceiving things that don't align with what his word says about who he is, about how I should treat and perceive others, as well as how I should be perceiving myself. Of having love for God, love for others, and love for ourselves, which is just that great commandment that Jesus threw out there. And I love the fact that it is just that simple. Oftentimes, as I begin to come before him and going, where's the love not flowing? Show me. Why is the love not flowing, Holy Spirit? Jesus, you said when you left, you'd send us the counselor, the comforter. I call him on that promise. And it's beginning to just trust that he'll show me sometimes things from my past that influencing the way I'm thinking today.
You talk a lot about thoughts.
Yeah.
Thought life. Thoughts that held you back. Thoughts that kept you from the way of thinking or the future or the experiences that you feel God wanted you to have in that period of your life. And even now, what are some of those thoughts?
You know, I can say the biggest ones that I had to deal with, and I'll say he probably did his biggest work in this area with my relationship with Tish, was my thoughts toward myself. I as I minister to other people, I realize I, like so many people, didn't have very good perception of myself. There was a lot of hurts in the most wonderful family that I grew up with. There was things that left me feeling very rejected, very not valued, and really not liking who I was, oftentimes wanting to be somebody else, thinking that it was just like the world tries to promote. It's that bigger, buffer body. It's that education. It's that salary that somehow is going to validate who I was. And I didn't, I just devalued myself. And that was some of the biggest, those thoughts of rejection that I don't matter. I'm not enough. I'm not lovable. I can tell you those were beliefs I had to contend with.
You're an engineer.
Yeah.
Washington State University. You moved to Hawaii from California.
Mm-hmm.
What were the circumstances of that move?
You know, that was before I had come to the Lord, and I can look back and say, I was just trying to run and find a niche in this career path that would make me feel fulfilled. I can look back and see that with more clarity now. And I felt if by coming to leaving a very, very large refinery where there was literally 2,000 people and coming to a smaller refinery where there's about 200 people, that I would be able to make more of an impact. And in that, I was looking to fulfill my soul, that if I could make more of an impact, I'm okay. Trying to prove to others.
It's going back to that same feeling of not mattering.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was as I came and I began to work and experience life here where I loved everything about Hawaii, I continued to experience the reality that there wasn't anything outside of me. There wasn't any salary, position. There wasn't any accolades, promotions that were really going to quell that gnawing voice inside that was saying, you're not enough. You're not enough. It was only as I really came, as I said, it was probably the biggest place that God began to work on that was in a early on in my relationship with Tisha.
What happened?
What was amazing about our coming together, that it was so God, and she talked about that when you guys were interviewing a number of weeks ago. But as God just brought us together, what I began to realize was she was dealing with her own issues that related to not being able to really embrace a white guy because of the things that had happened to her. So in many ways, as we began to come together and get closer, her issue, her button, let's just say, as we all kind of know, something pushes our buttons and we react.
We all have buttons.
Her button, her white guy button, would get pushed and she would react, sometimes running away, distancing herself from me. And when that would happen, I would be left feeling rejected. Again, just reinforcing that belief that you're not enough. See, you're not enough for her. You're not worthy of her. And as my button got pushed by her reactions, I had come to the point, though, walking with God enough to begin to know how to go to Him, to begin to turn to Him and literally begin to ask, Holy Spirit, why is it that I think this way? And He began to show me as I would sit before Him and ask those questions. I can remember time after time, he began to reveal things from my past, specific events that went down. I remember one when I was in kindergarten, that there was a substitute teacher in class that day, and the whole class was going crazy, and she got all frustrated and said, okay, sit down. We're all going to watch this movie. Too many have been running down the hallway. Nobody's going to the bathroom. You're going to watch this movie. Well, I had to go to the bathroom. I wet my pants that day in kindergarten. The shame of that, them having to call my mom. My mom, as wonderful as she was, came and got me and took me home. But I remembered, and it was like the Holy Spirit showed me before my mom with this thought coming in. How could you love a kid like me? It's these moments of trauma in our life where these conclusions we come to begin to go deep into our soul and to anchor in. But it was the Holy Spirit showing me these things and such that He could begin to take me back into those times such that I could pray through that event in such a way to begin to release that lie, begin to receive His truth, and such that it just another layer and another label of these devaluing thoughts I held for myself would get peeled away.
Very, very deep. Very transparent. Very relatable. We all have moments like that, don't we? You know, those moments, some of those moments we don't want to be reminded of what they were.
Yeah.
Because the feelings are too painful to bear.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Layfelt, well, no wonder he and his wife, Tisha, are part of a vital ministry called Finding Freedom as part of Mountain View Community Church there with Pastor Rob Gross.
Yeah.
As you can tell, they do deep healing, going back and listening to the Holy Spirit, responding to the Spirit, and experiencing restoration.
Yes.
He'll share more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Looking and comparing, we do that all the time, don't we? We look at someone else and we think, hey, they're doing what they're doing so well. I wish I could be in the sweet spot like they are in their life. Well, if you've ever felt that way, you're not alone. Our guest today, Jason Layfield, he knows what it's like to see other people in their niche. But now he and his wife, Tisha, they're in their niche, or niche, as some may say. And it's as simple as one relationship and five prayers. He'll explain that in a moment. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you for joining us today. If you're tuning in right now, you want to hear this program in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, and you can get the program for free. And as typical of my asking and sharing and prompting you, share it with a family member or a friend. So Jason, what is that? One relationship and five prayers, and what is your niche?
Yeah, this finding freedom that we do, it for me, it's about a daily walk with God, and the one relationship, of course, is with God, and I base everything. It comes right out of that great commandment when Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength." That's the one relationship we have to have. And as we begin to develop that relationship, it's allowing then that relationship that the Holy Spirit can begin to speak to us and guide us. Guide us through beginning to uncover, as I say, what are the thoughts, the actions, the attitudes that have come into your heart that aren't serving you, that aren't serving you and fulfilling your call, your purpose, your destiny that He has for you. And that's as simple some days as your relationship with your spouse or a relationship with a coworker. But the one relationship you got to have is that with God and allowing the Holy Spirit to be your comforter and counselor. The five prayers, it really probably the simplest way I can say it is almost situationally. If I come in and I'm doing relationship with somebody and all of a sudden they say and do something that I get hurt or offended, what begins to happen is that leaven feeling. Jesus said I was supposed to be leaven my neighbor as myself. All of a sudden, you know it, I know it, that leaven feeling's gone. All of a sudden we're hurt. We feel potentially angry, maybe even bitter. And it's like a wedge comes into that relationship between you and that other person. And when we do that, when we're not doing life God's way, He just calls that sin. And when we sin, that begins to put a little wedge between us and God. Not that you're not saved, not that He doesn't love you, but it's a barrier. And because that word sin just means to miss the mark. We just miss the mark. The other things that we begin to do is we get hurt and we begin to buy in. We come to bad conclusions about ourselves, about other people, and even about God at times. And in those relationships, we mess up our relationship with ourselves, that other person even more. And then what happens is, being in a spiritual world, the kingdom of darkness, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The demonic realm will just so often come in there to release a spiritual entity that'll just wrap you up to make it even worse. And so to straighten this out, we got to be led by the Spirit to begin to show us what are the wedges that have come into each of these relationships. The first verse I mentioned, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's the first prayer. Confession. Turning to God. Father, forgive me. I got angry with that person.
How often do you or others need to say that prayer?
Oh my gosh. How many times a day? I mean, it's like we live in a fallen world. I can be at work in a meeting and somebody says something. I mean, walking into the grocery store, somebody kind of bumps your cart and we all get all hoo-hoo inside. It's just daily. Yeah, there's the big devastating things that happen in life that have happened to me and most of others. But so often throughout the day, it's little judgments that we can make about somebody. We get cut off in traffic and we lose it. And so just being able to turn to the Lord in those times, allowing the Holy Spirit to show us when we just miss the mark, and saying, Father, forgive me. I'm being judgmental right now. It's not the way you want me to be, and it's not the way I want to be.
Now you have, this is part of your, I guess you would call it your program, your
prayer model.
The model that you and Tish have been given entrusted by God to use to help facilitate healing, God's healing on others. I've mentioned you and Tish throughout the program. We got her perspective on how you all met and how you came together. But I want to get your perspective. How did Jason Layfelt and Tisha Falcon Layfelt, how did you meet before she carried your last name?
Well, And she probably said there was a 5-year journey, so that is, it's quite the story, but...
I remember the guy with the long hair on the motorcycle.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. And as she said, the guy who was white and too small, because she wanted the big brown guy. It was that invitation that Pastor Rob gave me as I read this invitation to a Hope Chapel leadership conference. Her name jumped off the page at me. And I just knew I needed to meet this person. And so the first day of the conference, when Ralph begins to introduce all the speakers, I heard her name and I go, oh, this is that person I need to meet. And when she stood up, of course, I saw how gorgeous she was. And my brain began to take its own path of, I got a few reasons why I think I should meet her. But I completely right there bowed my head and said, Father, forgive me. I got a few ideas in my head, but I don't know what your plan is. And it was literally surrendering that to him and beginning to let him lead, guide. From there, we spent, when I finally asked her just to go hang out at Starbucks, that was where we, I would say, just developed our relationship more than anything. We'd sit around and talk about what God was doing in our lives. And for me, it was about restoration. God was after my soul. And I just remember like sharing with her how these just ways of thinking. I had like so many young men. I had strongholds early on in my life with pornography and just how he just broke that. And I'm like sharing these kind of things with her. And she's just, I don't really realize it, but inside she's like thinking, are you serious? Because so often she just had to seem to buck up and kind of, okay, I got to deal with my issues. And yep, this is just kind of my stuff. And I'll press in and press through, God, where she was seeing restoration in my life. And as we hung out at Starbucks, then we finally started dating a little bit. But then the big blow came when it became too much for her because of what had happened in her past. She broke it off with me. And you want to talk about a devastating day?
Well, now you've got us on the edge of our seats, the edge of our car seats, the edge of our work chairs, the edge of our seats. Anytime we talk about relationships, Jason, it all in some form or fashion weaves within our own souls because we are relational people.
Yeah.
And we all have experienced the ups and downs. But when we come back, I want you to share about that. I mean, it sounds like another breakup of sorts.
Yes.
But in a different season of life. In a season when you've surrendered to Christ. Have you surrendered to Christ? And if you have, are there still heartbreaks? It's a big question mark. Why, you ask? How could it be I'm living for the Lord? God still has a reason. He still has a purpose. We'll be back with more from Jason Layfeld. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jcci.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jcci.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Jason Layfelt, you might recognize the last name, Tisha Falcon Layfelt. Tish from The Fish on 95.5 The Fish. You're listening to 99.5 The Word right now, sister stations. And Jason Layfelt is in studio with us today. Actually, he's giving us the other side of the story of their romance, their relationship, and how God is using them in a very powerful way to bring healing, restoration,
yes,
and hope to people in their church through their Finding Freedom ministry at Mountain View Community Church. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you for joining us today. You can find out more about our show and connect with more of our resources at thegoodlifehawaii.com. So, Jason, you mentioned a breakup.
Yes.
Something was happening between you and Tish as your relationship was growing.
And that was just devastating. I remember it was a Sunday morning. I went to church, stood in the front row and worshiped and just bawled. My heart was just, I just didn't see it coming. But thankfully is...
Didn't see what coming? The breakup?
Did not see.
How did that happen?
We met at Starbucks. It's Sunday morning.
Oh, good old Starbucks, man. I mean, Starbucks is thematic.
Oh, yeah.
The show.
Yep, it was... We were there, and I was actually, I had a bouquet of flowers for her, and I had just taken some like butcher paper and written all these nice things on it, and lo and behold, I had no idea that she was showing up to basically say, I can't do this anymore. Because of those things that had happened in her life by white men, she couldn't just walk into a relationship with me. She tried, and it just wasn't working for her. So she said, I understand if you don't even want to see me again, but I got to break this off. And I turned the only place I know, turned to God, and began to say, you got to comfort me through this. That night, he gave me two dreams. The first dream, it was really interesting because what he showed me in the dream was why she broke it off with me, but it wasn't what she said. He showed me some things in principle from her past, hurts, that were really the reason she was walking away from me. But the second word he gave me in a picture in a dream was, don't let go. Within 48 hours, that devastated heart found peace. That's crazy. Anybody who's been through a breakup knows that just doesn't happen without God. And as he brought peace to my heart, it was because he needed me and wanted me back in that relationship. So I called her up and I said, I'm willing to just be your friend, which was very difficult. But I said, this is what I believe God's showing me to do. So regardless of how I feel and what I want, I'm just going to be your friend. I'm going to call her up, have coffee, hang out. And so we just did that. And then she started dating another guy. That wasn't fun or easy at all. Another place that my heart, it was very challenged.
That's a different form of testing the friendship, huh?
Oh, I was dying at times. And I was just like, God, I can't handle this. But I knew what he said. Don't walk away. And so I'm like, I'm going to hang on. One night, I was sitting in my house. And I was just sitting there praying, and I felt the presence of God come very strong that night. And I'm used to experience his presence at different times and places in worship and home when I'm reading or praying, but it began to come really strong that night. And so I was just kind of like, okay, but didn't seem like he really spoke anything to me in it. So I went up and went to bed. I remember glancing over at the clock. I lay down in my bed, and it was at that moment I saw the clock said 10:20. And as I laid down, his presence was still on me, and it was like he just began to turn the volume up on his presence and his love. And it was going higher and higher. Danny, emotionally, I thought I was going to explode. I was freaking out. I didn't know what this was. And all I could do is just say the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Next thing I know, I was asleep. And in there, all of a sudden, I had like this dream, and I look, and it was Tish and I. We were ministering powerfully together. There was just healing and restoration and miracles happening. I woke up and it had been 20 minutes. Okay, you and I know you're normal. That doesn't fit the normal. Let's get into the REM dream cycles. Right. I'm like, okay, God, you just dropped that one on me. So the next morning, I give her a call and I asked her, hey, how you doing today? We started talking. I said, I had an interesting dream last night that we were ministering together. And she asked me a rather odd question. Do you know what time that was? And I said, yes, it was 10:20. I had no idea. On the other end of the phone, tears were coming down her face because it was at 10:20 that she told the story of worshiping God, setting her guitar down, praying, and God broke in and began to speak to her and said, there'll be another husband like Jason. There'll be another father like Jason. I've given him a special love for you and set you two apart for a special ministry. She couldn't tell me that. She was still dating the other guy at that point. And I couldn't share with her. I couldn't put into tangible words his presence and what that had been. But months later, when she broke up the relationship with that guy and we began to come back together, she told me about what God spoke to her that night. And I knew then that was the special love for her that he was giving me that was going to enable me and strengthen me to walk out the rest of her healing journey in our relationship. And it wasn't an easy one. There were still a lot of hurts on her part that God needed to heal. And in that, she would still at times want to run away. At times, as she talks about, her anger and bitterness would come out, and they'd come out at me. But every time I could go back, and I knew God had called me into this relationship, I knew this was the one I was supposed to be in. And I began to realize he was teaching me unconditional love. How I could love her regardless of her behavior. Regardless how she was going to treat me, that I, as hard as it was at times and I'd get hurt, I'd turn back to him. I'd have to confess my hurt. I'd have to renounce bad lies and thinking I had. I'd forgive her. I'd rebuke any spiritual garbage I felt coming on me and begin to declare his truth, the five prayers, the one relationship, to get my heart right, realigned, to get back in the game with her in that relationship. And keep loving her.
That love, that unconditional love, must really mean something, do something. I wonder, in your heart, when you hear Tish just going like gangbusters on the radio, ministering to so many people. God using her. Describe that, Jason.
Just hearing her on the air, it's just amazing. I'm so proud of her. I just want to see her become everything that God has called her to be. And I get this at times, just warmth that comes over me, an elation that's just, you go, girl. You go out there and just give them Jesus. She has such a unique way of communicating, encouraging, and inspiring. It's just the greatest fulfillment for me to see her in her element.
It must be mentioned, I think, from time to time, that the wonder of God's power, grace, and the way that he uses people is most uniquely seen in many ways, I think, respects, through the pain, through the brokenness, through the shattered pieces, and the power of unconditional love, which you, Jason, have been used by God to embody. All who listen to Tish are beneficiaries in some way of the grace that God has given you to love her and bring the best out in her.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason Layfelt. And thank you for being with us today. We've got 30 seconds left. A parting shot to someone who is thinking, man, I'm pushed to the gills right now about unconditional love because my feelings don't match up with what I'm supposed to do. What would you say?
I'd say that one relationship and five prayers. Oftentimes, we got hurts we're holding on to that really keeps us from tapping in, confessing those things that you've done, judgments you've had, renouncing labels and lies you've put upon them, things they've done. Forgive them. Renounce. Begin to declare truth. Begin to declare God's overcoming power, the things that you know he would speak in to their life if he was speaking. And you begin to tap into that power. You begin to tap into that love. You're on the right track.
Let us heed the exhortation of Jason Layfelt. And so thank you, dear brother. And let's do that, my friend. I hope you've been encouraged today from this heart-to-heart sharing from Jason. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect time for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation to our ministry, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Jason Layfelt. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me.